Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Kate, as always, forgetting about the butter.
The butter? I haven't been buttery enough?
It's fine. I like your not butter.
I'm not being butter. I'm being not buttery.
You weren't being buttery, but I love it anyhow.
Maysoon, we got to be buttery because we're going to Hunky Jesus. Oh, my God. We're recording this on Easter Sunday.
Are you
going to
dress up?
And Maysoon, well, Katie's dressing up.
Is she going to dress up as Hunky Jesus or as Sexy Mary?
She's dressing up like a freaky nun or something.
Foxy Mary is what they call it. Okay.
It's really intense.
Go, Katie.
I have one pastel shirt. That's all I've got.
What should I wear?
But Maysoon, okay, yeah. I've never been to this. Are the Jesuses going to show their nuss?
I don't think they're going to be naked. They might be wearing...
And by nuss, I mean penis.
By nuts, I think you mean balls.
No, I mean their penis.
Oh, their penis. I don't... Yeah. I really...
No, not nuts. Nuss. Nuss.
What is going on?
N-U-S.
Nuss. I don't know that word. Okay.
Penis.
Oh, nuss. Nuss, you mean. Okay, anyhow.
Uh-huh. No, I mean
you
nuss.
Know, I don't know because I'm not sure how nudity works in San Francisco. I don't think you can be...
Have you been to this before?
Yeah, but ages ago.
But you can show your nuss at Folsom Street Fair.
I know, but that's like a street closure. I mean, this is like a public park with like they have a whole. I don't really think so, but I really don't know. I read the whole description this morning. From 10 to noon, they have like a kids event for like they're finding like the Easter eggs and stuff like that.
Okay, so you
got to
keep that nuss away.
Well, but then there's like a very clear like you know warning to parents like hey, just so you know, as the day gets longer. It might become more and more inappropriate for children, so just be warned, basically.
And nuss.
Nuss might come out. Okay, I just don't know.
Wow, I knew it.
Does that make you excited? There might be boobs out too.
I want to see it all.
You want your okay, Maysoon, Kate's here for it all.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Maysoon, we also got a hot tip from a local artist that everyone needs to get in touch with this book. Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents, How to Heal from Distant, Rejecting, or Self-Involved Parents.
Oh, see, I didn't know the subtitle. Wow, that really says it all right there.
It is by clinical psychologist Lindsay Gibson.
Okay.
About the destructive nature of parents who are emotionally immature or unavailable. Okay, now this is not an indictment of our parents. And let's just put that out there in case they listen to the show. Mm. Okay, Maysoon, they got a new show up there at NIAID, Danny Thatch, Best Buddies. Danny's kind of responding to the work of Keith Haring.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so go check that out. I love NIAID.
Maybe we should try to plan there while you have the car.
Okay. Go do a little Richmond day.
Yeah.
We're very excited about the Museum of Craft and Design has a new show, Fight and Flight, Crafting a Bay Area Life. And also Concrete Journals and Hicks Sibirel. There's so many amazing Bay Area artists in this group show. And that Anne Hicks Sibirel, I hope I'm saying her name right.
You're doing your very
that
best,
That work
Kate.
Looks amazing. We heard from an inside source that she would make these little concrete, like, assemblage piece journal entries every single day.
Oh, my God, that's right.
And so this is showing some of those, and I think that's fascinating. And then there is this other show, Fight and Flight, Crafting a Bay Area Life. It features 23 local artists who continue to call the Bay Area a creative home despite the constant battle of trying to make a life here.
Let's like hold on to that list because maybe we can add some of those folks to our thank you for not leaving celebration.
Yes. Yeah. We'll just go ahead and play a thank you song to everyone. Let's go ahead and do that now. Let's do that now.
Some of the artists in that. Did they list the artists in this show? I'm just having a quick look. 23 local artists.
Libby Black, Craig Calderwood, Erica Demon, Cheryl Derricote, Ala Eptekar, Liz Harvey, Angela Hennessy, Alexander Hernandez, Liz Hernandez, Kathy Liu, Michelle Yee Martin, Adia Millett, Nassim Mogadam, Richard Jonathan Nelson, Ramakan O.R. Worcesters, Yetunde Olegbaju, Woody DeAthello, Related Tactics, Charlene Tan, Margaret Tedesco and Layla Weaver together as a collaborative,
cute.
Lauren Toomer and Jennifer K. Wofford.
Yeah.
That's star-studded. That's star a lot list. Of
that's
of
the star
show.
List.
That is a shining list of stars.
Mm.
And it is co-curated by Jackie Francis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cute. Jackie Francis is
also
an artist.
Ariel Zacheo.
Ariel Zacheo? Zacheo? Zacheo?
Zacheo.
We're going to find
Ariel
out more.
Ariel Zacheo.
Zacheo. Zacheo. This is a difficult we name. I all. Don't even know where this is from. Z-A-C-C-H-E-O.
I'm guessing Italian.
Italian. I don't think so. Remember that drink I had yesterday that was called Chinotto? Did you try it?
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good.
It was
speaking
a soda.
Speaking
I did
of
take
Italian,
a little kiss. I took a kiss of it.
A little carbonated uh-huh. soft drink produced from the juice of the fruit of the myrtle-leaved orange tree. Okay, next,
so
Root
weird.
Division.
Root Division has a show up called Tending Garden / Fertile Grounds in conjunction with Taste, their annual
oh, yeah.
culinary event. This production.
You doing all right? You got it?
Features artists whose work highlights the growth, transformation, and nourishing potential that's possible when things are cared for and nurtured.
Am I recording?
Yeah. Phew. Oh, man, are you?
I am. I got nervous for
Good.
A second.
There's also some other show up also in the space that has a painting of a guy holding a piece of pizza up to his dick.
Oh, great.
And don't be anti-nuss. Mm. You can't see his nuss. He's just covering it with a slice of pizza.
Oh, it's like a little nut cover, nuss cover.
Nuss.
It's like a fig leaf, but a pizza bite, so you can go ahead and
right,
eat it.
Except he... Oh, me soon.
Well, what the hell?
But
what else is he recommending?
I did a
suggesting?
Piece like this of... Oh, well. Okay, moving on.
Go ahead.
Also, there is a new show up at Staircase.
Oh.
Remember them?
Yeah, I do remember them.
Never forget. We went there. We reported on it. You heard it here on Congratulations Pine Tree. They have a new show up by Jenna Garrett called Teeth of the Wolf. It just opened and it's going to be up until May 21st.
Okay.
Here's a little tidbit. Men in groups of men with ideas.
Whoa.
Ideas about other groups of men.
What?
Men they perceive as weaker. Weakness, the everlasting enemy. Enemies everywhere.
Oh my God.
Everywhere a war front. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get over there to Staircase. Go up in the little staircase and check out the work on view up there by Jenna Garrett. You don't have to shush the sweet baby.
Oh, it's going to be so loud, though. You don't mind?
I love it.
Okay, cute.
It's going to be fine.
Don't shush
okay,
me.
Okay,
I mean, don't add me shushing.
Don't unshush. Don't unshush.
No, unshush
okay.
me.
I mean, do unshush, but then unshush.
Unshush me.
Unshush
but
and
don't
then re-unshush.
Unshush the kitty.
You unshush and I will unshush in the recording.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Maysoon, the CCA MFA thesis part 2 is already up and it's only up until April 20th.
It's
we got to get
much.
Out there. This shit
April
is too
20th.
Fast for us to keep up with. Mm. It's only up until April 20th. Good grief.
Good grief,
they just
said
had
Charlie
the opening
Brown.
Reception.
Sorry.
Yeah, so get over there to the Wattis as fast as you can, people. How are you going to know who's the hot young stud on the scene?
Not stud.
Why?
What?
Why?
Well, I don't know. Do we need? Why? I feel like stud is like sexualizing. Do we need to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to do that, but you can do that. I don't want to do that. What was that weird noise? Oh, fucking Wattis's website makes all the sounds in the world, of course.
Raymond Saunders got to show up there at Casemore Kirkaby. Okay, I think
we
that's
missed
it
remember?
For shows. Oh, it's already over?
No, we forgot to go.
Oh, okay. We went over to Minnesota.
We went over to Minnesota Street Projects, whatever kind of language accent that is. Who knows?
We went over there to Minnesota Street Project.
Is that your Ohio accent really coming out finally once and for all?
No, that's not Ohio. That's just mental degeneration. Maysoon.
Yes.
We went over there to Minnesota Street Project and saw some shows that I had already seen and talked about. So we probably don't need to add more onto that.
Okay,
unless
that's fine.
You just want to give like a quick couple, just a quick little tidbit, because you went to the ICASF and you hadn't been there before. So do you just want to give your final word?
All right. So we went to, as Kate mentioned, the San Francisco ICA. And I actually hadn't been there at all. I don't know. Kate was there before. I don't know how many times before she went.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of times. And I would say that my like standout experience was speaking with the front desk worker, whose name we were forgetting immediately, which is classic, and I'm sorry.
No, we're going to put it in. Don't say it. I'm going to edit it.
Okay, you're going to edit it. We asked lots of questions, and they were very generous with their time and spirit. I always appreciate when people are like, can kind of just like get down with it with you, you know, especially when you're like asking dumb questions like, so you can't walk, right? You can't walk in this part of the exhibition, Jeffrey Gibson's exhibition. As Kate explained before, there's a section of the floor, two sections of the floor that are the concrete slab that are actually cut out, exposing the earth underneath. And it looks like, if you look at it, it looks like it's been raked. There's like the rake marks. So raked, you know, to an even surface. But then on one side, it looked like a little tiny baby walked through it. And we're like, I don't think you're supposed to do that, because it seemed like you weren't supposed to do that. Also, it says, please watch your step. And so that's also confusing. But the please watch your step is like, don't fall in the pit and get hurt, doofuses. Look where you're walking is what it's basically saying. But don't walk in the pit also. And so the front desk worker gave us some clarification on that, which really was really nice. And they also said that they have to rake it every day, like every morning when they open up the space. I love how I'm talking about like the behind the scenes thing instead of the artwork itself.
No, I love that.
Anyhow,
too.
I just I feel like that. I like knowing that shit. They seem to have a really good like attitude about like people walking in it. You know, they weren't like freaking out. No one was freaking out. It's just like, you're not supposed to. It's a little confusing. Don't worry about it. Just go see the show. Jeffrey Gibson was so good. Really great use of the space. I was very impressed. Kate had already mentioned this, the multimedia, the six projectors, seamless projection, beautifully installed work, the tree floating in space behind, gorgeous. We did have some varying opinions about, you know, that sort of that space in general. But, you know, I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about the ICA, the exhibition in the very front.
You're feeling good about it.
Resting our eyes. The exhibition in the main space of ICA, Resting Our Eyes, curated by Tahira Rashid and Autumn Brion. Incredible exhibition. So many incredible artists in that show. 20 artists in that exhibition. A huge number. So many.
When does that close?
That closes June 25th. So that's open for quite a while. And Jeffrey Gibson closes... Well, that says March 26th, but that can't be right because it's still up.
They extended it?
Let me have a quick look here.
Maybe Jeffrey Gibson's stuff was filled up the whole place and then...
Oh, Jeffrey Gibson's show, the backspace is up through April 23rd.
Okay, there you have it.
So get on by, go check it out. Let us know what you think. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Maysoon, this whole time I've been looking for the name of the person who was gallery sitting.
It's okay.
And I'm having absolutely no luck. My brain is having, I'm having.
I think it might have been
some
Yabby.
Some brain shut down.
It's okay. We can move on. The other show I think
my brain
we also
is
talked about.
Frying.
I talked about before I actually saw it, and Kate talked about it after she saw it. I just, you know, I'm excited for new concepts, right? And so I think Pyramid Scheme obviously isn't a new concept, but doing it in Bass and Reiner's space.
I love it.
That's gallery space.
I never
space
saw a show
tiny.
Where everyone keeps inviting people until there's 3,000 people.
Well, not until there's 3,000 people. Absolutely not. But there are shows that are similar, you know, where you like artists invite artists, invite like artists.
Chain Letter, whatever.
The Arts Commission has Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction, that's what.
Yeah, which is similar.
But never really, got it up to 3K.
Never got up to 3,000. Nope. So.
Never.
I cannot wait. I probably won't go back every week, but I'm definitely going to go back at least two more times. I think we were there on week three.
Last time you said every week.
I'm not doing it. You know me.
You have to.
Can you tell me what's the install plan? So the next week's artists come in
every
on Saturday? Okay.
Yep.
So we were there for the week three install. They're now at 39 artists.
We saw people installing.
We shouldn't probably talk about Layla's. I just like that we were looking for flies. It was funny.
No. Okay. No.
But that was part of our day.
No.
Anyhow, so Pyramid Scheme at Bass and Reiner is pretty exciting. I want everyone to go see that. Tell us what you think. Whoa, I got a crazy little text. Yeah.
What is it? A text from who?
Cryptocurrency nonsense. Fuck off, dickwad.
Are they trying to get you some crypto?
Report junk. That's correct.
Are you buying the dip, Mason?
What? I'm not buying crypto.
You're buying the dip since it's all gone down the
anyhow,
tubes.
We also went to, well, whatever. We went to a bunch of shows. What else do you want to talk about?
I avoided. I wonder sometimes if he knows what I look like. I doubt it.
I just think you're like overblowing that whole situation. Like,
why?
Well, because it's like, I just don't think it. I mean, I just think we all exist in the same kind of art scene together. It's fine. Whatever. I don't think you're. I think you
what,
can.
So I gotta be a play.
No,
nice,
I think you can dislike him all you want. I just don't think he knows, and I don't think anyone cares. You know what I mean? It's sort of like it is what it is.
I care.
Fine. You do care, don't you?
I care deeply.
Why?
Sure do.
Why? Why bother?
Because I think people should not be that way. I'm cutting all this.
Even know.
I don't have to like.
Should we have a little conversation with him and say we need to do some repair
work?
You want
to do restorative justice
with him? Should we? What's interesting to me is that he didn't do anything to you. He did something to a friend of yours, but you are acting like you're.
If somebody came and screamed at you, Maysoon, if somebody came and screamed at you,
yeah,
or screamed at me, okay, and
they
told me to like,
if someone screamed
and they
at you,
were
I'd be
like,
mad too.
Hey, you know, and they were like,
did they really do that? That's so extreme.
Yes, that's what happened.
I think I probably at some point would address the situation. Especially if it was
you
someone.
You would go and be like, hey, you yelled at my friend, bitch.
I'd be like, hey, you know, it seems like you have some anger issues. You should probably apologize for yelling at people when you do that. We're all adults here.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's not the first person that got yelled at.
No, no. People like that yell at people.
Yellers yell.
Yellers yell. Okay. It's so true.
Yellers yell.
Oh, my God. Do you think he'd be. Okay, let's not put this in there. But I. People like that make me think that they're people who would also dump water on you if they had the chance. You know what I mean? Because it's such like a violent, like quick response that just sort of like, dude, it's really not that serious.
Hey, there's some new work by Anna Sue Hoy over at SF MoMA on the fourth floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that is a Los Angeles-based sculptor. There is new work called Growing Ruins that rises from the floor in a mesmerizing tangle of hand-built clay arches, found metal cages, and a bunch of other shit. I'm looking at the things. There's chains and keys and concrete and computer mice, and it looks like some pretty gnarly assemblage. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just letting you know, if you're over there to see the Sika, may as well like sneak up to the fourth floor
I
without
do need to get
paying.
Over there someday. Yeah. Even though
and
I said
that
I would never.
Sadie Barnett, the new Eagle Creek Saloon is opening April 22nd. That's this month.
Where's that happening?
At SF MoMA.
Oh, really?
It's the year of Sadie Barnett, as you know.
What do you mean they're opening? They're going to have an installation room with the Eagle Creek Saloon?
Yep. Yes.
Where is that going to be?
What part of the museum?
Well, yeah. Like I'm just trying to imagine where that's going to be.
It is also going to be on the fourth floor.
Hmm.
Do you want? Are you mentally going through your 3D Google SketchUp?
But it's not. Like, it's not where the new installation is, right? That's going to be up for a few months, and then Sadie Barnett will have.
This is gonna the new Eagle Creek Saloon is going to be up from April 22nd to May 11th.
Oh, just
briefly. I think it's going to be in the white box. But the whole time that it's open, it's going to be open Thursday through Sundays. like an actual bar.
Oh.
During museum hours.
Mm.
Okay.
God.
With bar service and special events every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got it?
I got it. Okay. Sounds
you
like.
You have feelings about it? That
I do. I'm repressing. Yep.
Why are you repressing?
Because I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
I don't.
But just go ahead.
For one, I just don't like that it's not free. Like, that just makes me mad. I don't love it. Like,
uh-huh.
And I don't know. I mean, it is an artist project at this point, but it also was like a bar that anyone could access at another point. That was more accessible to,
if you're over 21,
more accessible to communities that probably aren't going to the fucking museum. So it's like, that's not state. I don't know. It's one of those things that just confuses me. What does it mean if like that kind of installation for like museum paying members, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I shouldn't be so down on museum paying members. I'm sure there's great people who are members of the museum.
No, they suck. Just kidding.
Like, you know, the fact that Sika is free is impactful to me. Like, I think that's a big, even though I can afford a ticket to SFMOMA, it's impactful to me in so many ways. Like, it's, but I am certain that that was like the artist requesting for that to be free. You know what I mean? Like, I feel certain that that's,
yeah,
where
I don't know
from
the story behind that. I'd be very interested to know.
Yeah,
we should talk to them.
We should ask someone. I feel like just knowing the artists who are in Sika this year, I'm positive they're like, hey, we want this to be free. You know, we want our communities to be able to come out and see this show without having to pay or ask for free tickets,
yeah.
You know?
$25 a pop.
Yeah. Anyhow, I just want the museum to be free. I know they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Why?
Because they can't. Because they're massive.
So?
They just can't.
Why?
I mean, they should figure out how to. Yeah.
Well, you know what you can get for less than $25?
So many things, Kate. A ferry ride. A bar
a
ride.
A ticket to the Roxy.
A ticket to the Roxy. Yep.
You can go to the Roxy. They are having Nam June Paik. Moon is the oldest TV screening.
Really?
It started already.
Oh,
it started on April 6th.
What? I'm writing this down.
April
6th? Are you sure it's
still
going? You
can get tickets. It's going Sunday, April 9th, which is today, Maisie.
Oh, sure.
April 11th, April 12th, and April 13th.
Okay, let's
April 13th at 6:55 is probably your best bet, listener.
I think I'm going to go to that one. Ooh.
Cute.
Who's sponsoring that?
Da-da-da.
Like, is that an SFMOMA thing?
Nope. I don't know. It doesn't say that it's in association with anyone.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Go Roxy. Also, get out there and support your local movie theaters, please. They are all fucking struggling.
Just, you have to support everything, people. Whatever you were spending your money on, if you had any kind of income that you were just kind of using frivolously on entertainments and whatever, you got to stop that. You got to cancel your Netflix, cancel your Hulu. What else is there?
Or whatever money you're saving by being on your parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever platforms.
Well, cancel your parents too. And, you got to make them channel that money to their local art institutions.
They're not going to do it.
Okay. We're rerouting all our entertainment budget to only local things.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Thanks, Maysoon. Okay. They're also showing Good Morning Yasujiro Ozu's Sly Child's Eye Comedy. They're showing it on 35mm. Gosh, probably everybody should get a membership to the Roxy. That's going to be playing
actually,
on
that's
April
a good
16th.
Idea. Let me just do that.
April 16th at 6:15 on 35mm, Maysoon. How often do you get that opportunity?
I know, how cool.
Plus, it's only 1 hour and 33 minutes from 1959.
Back when movies were fucking shorter.
Yeah, let's keep it 90 minutes or less.
I think 90 minutes is a classic, great length of time to be committed to one thing.
I consider 90 minutes the most classic length of time.
Speaking of that, there, I think BAM PFA is doing a Apichatpong. Oh my God.
Apichatpong Wirasthakul.
Thank you. Wow. You really learned how to say that well.
Remember, because we had him in our spelling bee, we did at Root Division.
Oh my God. Anyhow, there's a series of
remember
like,
how horribly heckled I got? Okay, yeah, go
there's
ahead.
A series of His film's being screened at the Berkeley at BAM PFA. And then there's also a number of in-person talks with him. So get on out there if you're interested in really great film.
May soon, we got to get over to the Museum of the African Diaspora and see that Black Venus show. It's got a lot of artists in it that I like.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, do you want to try to go on Thursday? Are they open late on Thursday? I could really try. No, I'm going to the fucking Roxy.
Also, we really do gotta go to NIAID. And let's go ahead and say a shout out to the ED of NIAID, Amanda Eicher, who I just saw the other day.
Oh, cute. Can you let me know? NIAID
has a show up right now. You already at the talked Oakland about Museum. It.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, at the Oakland Museum, evil devil.
I was like, why are you obsessing?
You need to embrace Jesus today, Maysoon. It is Easter Sunday, and he died and came back 3 days later. And he said, don't you ever tell Kate to hush up.
Oh. Also, listeners, we're looking for any live Catholics.
Yeah, I need some Catholics.
We're looking for an active Catholic person.
If you're practicing,
person.
I need a practicing Catholic. Yeah. Are you out there?
Kate is doing some research around the confessional and really needs someone who's an active Catholic
I need a
believer
friend.
Who has experience going to confession.
You know, even if you're not actively believing, if you've just been to confession in recent enough memory that you remember all the stuff you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, all the things you say. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, all that kind of stuff.
I think you could probably look that shit up online, don't you think? But if you want to talk to someone in person, listeners, if you're an active Catholic or an inactive, recently inactive Catholic, Kate, I feel like maybe today is your day. Maybe you need to make a little...
Well, it is.
Maybe you need to make a sign.
It's a high holy day.
I know. Maybe you need to...
Oh, just kidding. I fucking found it online. Nobody give us a call. If you want to call us about something else. 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We forgot to thank our sustaining donors, Anonymous and Jim Prosser.
There's always time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
If you want to donate to the show, please get over there to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button.
Is this where we talk about our Patreon?
With both hands.
About whether or not
we don't have a Patreon.
But this is always where we talk about whether or not we should do a Patreon.
I know, Maysoon, but I always edit it out of the show so the listeners don't
know. It's going to be one of our bingo things, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave it in this.
I'm writing it down. Kate talks about Patreon.
Okay. It's just that you have to make more stuff, and there's no way that we are going to do
that. We're barely making this.
Exactly.
We're barely making the episode,
unless,
people.
Like, the stuff is like, we just, like, people come and sit outside our apartment and wait for us to come outside to, you know. With the bonus for the Patreon subscribers is we give our home address.
No. God, no.
Okay, good.
Not unless we really know you
I want to shout out to that Gregory Rick show is still up at Johansson Projects.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's going to be up until May 27th.
Maybe I need to get over there for that. What else should I go see in the East Bay? I have access to the car.
Let's do an East Bay day because there's a bunch of stuff I haven't seen over here. We got to get up bright and early. I feel like every time I think we're going to go see 4 million things and then we see about 5 things.
Well, yesterday was difficult because we already had...
What if we go to the motherfucking DeRosa?
Maybe. That's only doing one thing.
Hey, they're having.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're
getting
right,
all the way
right.
out there.
I don't
like,
want to go. I'm not going out
I'd
there.
I'd rather
it's
go to like San Jose, maybe. You know.
Hell yeah, love San Jose.
Yeah, let's try getting out.
We could go to Original Joe's. We could go to Happy Hollow and pet a goat. One more thing that Cloaca Projects is doing in their collaboration with Slash Gallery. They are having an event at
the
lab.
That was a wild
lab.
Installation, by the way.
Yeah, Maysoon finally saw that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, no, because I don't feel like I spent enough time in there.
Okay, but the show is called Through the Electric Grid Promise Land, okay? And that's up right now at Slash, okay?
And it's up through April 22nd.
Matthew,
you have more week to see it. No, 2 more weeks.
Yeah, and by Matthew Kneebone / Most Dismal Swamp.
It's a wild installation.
Okay. And that's curated by Cloaca Project.
You definitely feel like you're in like an abandoned parking lot.
Marcella Faustini, and Charlie Leese. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know that that project at Slash is inspired by the power and shortcomings of infrastructures and how these shape cultural communities. Okay?
Interesting.
And actually, the title is borrowed from a work of narrative fiction by Derek Jarman. It's the only known work of narrative fiction by this author. Through the Billboard Promised Land Without Ever Stopping, written in 1971, and published for the first time in 2022.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I want you to know that my neighbor is playing the piano right now, and both of our windows are closed, but it's maybe going to pick up on the podcast.
It's totally fine. Don't worry about it.
I also sharpened about 16 pencils while we were talking.
Oh, great. I can't wait to hear that.
I'm just trying
to... Can't wait to hear that.
I'm trying to practice our bingo squares.
Sharpening pencils?
While making noise. Just making noises while we're recording.
Really good.
I mean, I know usually it's...
Hey, have you heard... Here's a fresh, hot, fresh... Freaky one, Mason.
Whoa, okay.
Have you heard of Mag Galleries?
That M-A-G? Does sound familiar.
I've never heard of this. Mag Galleries at 3931 18th Street in San Francisco.
3931. Okay. I'm writing it down.
They have a show up right now called It's Paper, Works by Andrea Bergen, up until June 11th. And they...
Oh, wait. Where is this one?
It is.
Is this in the Castro?
3931 18th Street.
Is this in the Castro? Determined. Yeah. Okay. This Mag Gallery is in the Castro. It's actually opened by a former. When I worked at SFMOMA, I was managing the docents, the guides, This is run by one of the guides, Michael. I can't remember his last name. He's such a sweet man. It's in the Castro. He just opened. Like a couple.
Mike Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Gonzalez. Okay. He's really sweet. So everyone get out there, support a new gallery in the Castro. He's a great guy. I am serious.
Really good. I don't know if I'm going to have this show out in time, but there is a book release happening on April 11th at 6:30. I don't know if I'm going to have the show out on
time. I think Matt, was this for this?
People, look, if I get this show out really good on Tuesday morning somehow, you got to go at 6:30 to Cushion Works on April 11th, okay? That's today maybe. If not, I'm cutting all of this. Mm. But there's going to be a book release, reading, and celebration with Claudia LaRocco, Max Crandall, and Anne Walsh for Claudia LaRocco's book, Drive By, which has been published by Smooth Friend, which is a hot, new, fresh publishing outfit by Elizabeth Nicula and Simon Crafts. So you got to get in the mix here. And if you can't make it to the reading, you at least need to buy the book. Again, it's called Drive By. It's a beautiful volume of a novella. Mm. It's a novella, Maysoon.
Cool. I can
it's
read that.
It's a homecoming That's story told in tumbling fragments of science fiction, art criticism, and strange encounters, anchored to shore by LaRocco's irreverent and humane cast of characters, funny dialogue, and resonant sense of place. Okay, so we got to get involved with this.
Okay, get involved.
We have to say yes to this, go to this, buy the book, see the book, read the book.
Be the book. I'm going to be the book.
Irreverent, Sweet friend, will irreverent you and humane. I make?
I think that defines both of us.
Should I write a novella?
Did you hear me?
So I can beg these people? That describes us to a T.
You want to write a novella, so for what reason? What purpose here?
To beg Smooth Friend to publish it.
Sure. Well, you're already
career now is mainly begging.
Your career, Kate is transitioning over to becoming a writer.
And what do you call it when you lose all your self-respect? Sniveling? And a sniveling worm just trying to get anyone to give me any kind of opportunity. So I guess I'm going to have to, switch gears over to writing, which I don't think I am excited about, but I will give it a shot.
You are practicing currently.
Yeah, I am taking a criticism writing workshop this month, May soon, because I thought maybe if I had a little better sense of my critical, my voice as a critic, I could maybe bring those skills to our show.
Is that why you're taking, that's not why you're taking a writing class, is it?
Well, mainly I'm taking it because the teacher is somebody I really think is awesome and cool, and so I was like, hey, why not?
That's sweet.
But I was also like, well, writing criticism, I can parlay that into our work here at Congratulations Pine Tree, the world's number one source of art criticism.
I would be terrified to take a, I mean, I have wanted to take writing classes in the past, but I'm terrified of the, like, just having to present writing to other people.
Yeah, it's okay. Everyone's very supportive.
I know. It just scares me.
Well, Maysoon, I'm going to help you not be scared by giving you a gentle Reiki energy massage.
Okay, great. Thank you.
From the bridge.
Okay, and I will be receiving that Reiki energy massage from the other bridge.
To the other bridge, Maysoon.
To the other bridge. I will be receiving. Oh, man. It's too complicated to do really things good. Like that.
Well, just say, all you have to say is to the other bridge.
But it doesn't make any damn sense.
From the bridge to the other bridge.
Do it again.
Maysoon, I'll be seeing you from the bridge.
To the other bridge. Aww.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree. No, Kate. I don't. What just happened? Up and up and up and up and up and up.